This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen along with Jay Kirshner to push you through the things that you got to do, because we all know you got to do what you got to do. And so the former English teacher says, how do you spell gutta? James, you want to take a shot at how you spell gutta? James Collins in the control room in our studio in Dallas. How do you spell gutta?
Don't pick on me today, okay? I'm going to say G-O-T-T-A.
Yep.
Yay.
The prize. Yay.
Woo.
Now, you will not find that in the Funkin' Wagnalls Dictionary. Won't find it in Webster's Dictionary.
I seriously thought you just swore right now.
Okay,
And then it dawned on me that that's her name.
Funkin' Wagnalls?
I really did, too. I was like, I was reaching for the
button.
Wait a minute, you two don't know what a Funkin' Wagnalls is?
Stop.
Seriously?
No.
Really? Oh, my God.
I'm, like, actually crying right now.
What,
that
you're
was
laughing?
Funny.
At, really?
It was really funny.
Yeah.
All right. No, this is really, this is ageism in reverse. Funkin' Wagnalls. If you Google, I'm sure you're both doing it right now, Funkin' Wagnalls, you'll find that they used to print a dictionary. There were a number of different dictionaries. There were the people that did encyclopedias often did dictionaries. Merriam-Webster, probably the best known for dictionaries, but there were other dictionaries as well. Did you find Funkin' Wagnalls yet?
Yeah.
I was Googling Merriam-Webster to see if they have gutta as a word in their dictionary.
Oh.
They do.
No. Really? The English language has been corrupted that much?
Well, the first known use was in 1891.
Gutta has been... most of the time, if I were to say in class, all right, students, please spell gutta, in Massachusetts it would be G-U-T-T-E-R, gutter. But the way it's pronounced in Massachusetts, it's gutta. So gutta and gutta, kind of twisting together there a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so, so you did find Funkin' Wagnalls.
Yeah.
James, what does it say about Funkin' Wagnalls?
Yeah, this is the Wikipedia. It says Funkin' Wagnalls was... hold on, I got to boot
so you
that
did
for a second.
What you thought
I got to boot that in a second.
Okay, you got to push the button. Nobody's going to care. Everybody uses the word.
All right, I did it. All right, I muted it. Hold on.
Okay.
I'm safe.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not even going to try to say it.
Yeah.
Funk. F-U-N-K. That's what it is.
I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you. I said it one time.
There was a C in it.
And I made up. I messed up. Yeah.
It's like one of those tongue twisters where, what is it? It's not the Sally sells seashells, but there's another one. And
she
most people
sells,
say.
She sells.
Yeah, most people
seashore.
Say the other word for manure. The what's considered the quote unquote italicized vulgar word.
She sells. Shells. All right, exactly.
This part is going to get us in trouble if we keep going, by the way.
Uh-oh. All right. So anyway, this is all innocent. All I was trying to do is get you to think about what is, in a slang sense, what your day is all about is what it needs to be about, right? You got to do what you got to do until you do what you want to do. So there's a difference between doing what you got to do and doing what you want to do often. Not always, but often. And so you'll never, I think if you categorize, you never, if you understand never being able to do what you want to do unless you do what you got to do really well. Is that confusing? It's aimed at being confusing, but I think most people can kind of figure it out, right?
Mm-hmm.
You'll never be able to do what you want to do unless you do what you got to do very well. And sometimes doing what you got to do, as I've suggested, is doing what you want to do. Wow. Put that through your head and wash it around a little bit. All right, let's see what else is going on here. A couple of names in the news. that silly, dumb soldier who decided he was going to cross into North Korea last summer. Remember him?
Oh, I do.
Travis King. He went into North Korea, and they promptly grabbed him, and he promptly went to jail, and he's been sitting in jail answering their questions every day. I don't know if they waterboarded this kid, but they questioned him, and so now authorities say they have finished their questioning of Private King, and he confessed. Uh-huh. What did he confess to? Illegally entering North Korea. And the reason he did it is because he harbored ill feeling against the inhuman maltreatment and racial discrimination within the U.S. Army.
Mm-hmm.
So he wanted to get out of the U.S. Army and get into North Korea, which, of course, is a great place to go. If you're not happy in the Army, it's a black kid. Let's go to North Korea where they treat all minorities so well.
Well, but even North Korea was like, look, we don't want any part of this. You came here, we questioned you, feel like things are fine, now get out. We're not even trying to trade or anything, just get out.
Yep, so he's heading to Fort Bliss today. Can't imagine he's going to be treated too well when he's there either. Excuse me. All right. He was in prison, apparently, in South Korea because he assaulted somebody. That's how this all started. And he thought, well,
wasn't he being transported or something when he jumped into a touring group?
Yeah, I think so.
And then made a run for it?
His mother said that her son had a lot of reasons now to come home. She said that he didn't want to stay in Korea. I wouldn't. Why would you want to stay in Korea? Well, apparently, there was something going on that was deeper than what most people know about. But I think there's always something. There's always a story behind the story. This is a 23-year-old kid, and so he's probably a little scared. Maybe he's a little. Maybe he's just off the mark.
Poor mother, how terrified.
Yeah, right. Anyway, so, and not only, by the way, he didn't just walk across the border, he ran across the border. I'm surprised he didn't get shot.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Frankly. Yeah, he was lucky he didn't get shot. And so, anyway, being detained, that was what I love this. The North Korea is called the Democratic People's Republic. It is neither a democratic. There's no party, so there's no democracy. It is not in the the name of the people. It's like a PRC, the People's Republic of China. That's what they want. They want to officially be known as that, even though they're all a bunch of commies. Okay, is that too simplistic, or is that pretty much nailing it?
I think it's just amazing that with the way North Korea has been able to keep such tight borders, and no information gets out unless they want it to get out.
Mm. It's Armed Forces Day in South Korea today. I wonder if that's a coincidence. They're parading thousands of their troops and a bigger. It looks to me, I'm looking at the video, it's like being, other than the buildings don't look the same as the Russians, it's the same. The trucks all look the same. And the going around the main square looks the same. I remember being in Moscow the day they had a parade around Red Square. And everybody was looking from the Kremlin. They all stand up there and they look down. And I'm standing over by, there's a sort of a church off to the side of Red Square. And I was standing there watching all of these, the troops and the trucks and the missiles and all that stuff. Parade, and then you walk around, because Red Square, you know, when you see pictures, you think this is this huge, it's very deceptive, because it's not. It's a little, it's kind of a little square, like the Framingham Common. And the same soldiers, the same trucks, all the same stuff, went around in circles all day long. They just marched around, you saw the same people. And so the way the Russians wanted you to think, look at all these arms, look at all these men, look at all these tanks, look at all these missiles, wow, we're going to get shot. No, there were like 12 trucks and maybe a couple of hundred soldiers. That was it. So anyway, and now it bears fruit because the Russians can't even, the they can't polish their boots now because of what's going on in the Ukraine. Anyway, so the South Koreans are parading all these troops and all of the weapons, and they are doing it because they want the North Koreans to know that they have what it takes to strike them on a moment's notice. This is the biggest armed forces day they've had in years. I don't know whether that means the biggest because there are more tanks and troops and whatever there, but anyway. So are the North Koreans going to get the Russians to help them in expanding their nuclear arsenal so that they can get South Korea back under their wing? I wouldn't think that would be a great idea. Would you think that would be a great idea?
Well, no, but I don't think they care.
They have some interesting drones that they, I don't know why I'm fascinated with South Korea today, but I'm looking at all this stuff. They've got some new drones that have been displayed. Now, that's something I didn't see when I was in Red Square. And if you look at the pictures and the video coming from South Korea today, you can see all the troops and all the tanks and all the missiles. And then there's this drone at the end of the parade that's just going with the parade. And one wonders how they're they've got to have somebody someplace with a joystick, right? That's how you run the drones.
Yeah,
all the drones.
Control.
Yeah. Remember I told you the story about being in Baghdad when we were still having a problem with the Iraqis, and I went over there with a bunch of people who were on a mission to help the children in Iraq and a bunch of other, I think there were some religionists that went along, some ministers and stuff. So anyway, we got there, and we're being flown from Kuwait into Baghdad on the military planes. And I said to the pilot lady, young lady from New Hampshire who was piloting the plane, all the lines and stuff that are on the screen. And she says, those are all the drones that are, you know, traveling. We got to watch out for them when we come in because they're all doing surveillance. I said, who's running those? She said, the guys back in Florida. So the guys in Florida are running the drones in Baghdad. And that's, I suppose, maybe the guys in Florida running the drone in South Korea. Who knows? All right. Enough of that. Enough parading. It's 18 after the hour.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company. I have two daughters and then two granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her. So I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better. My thought processes have gotten better. And it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the Radio Listener Special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Thank you. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Now, 23 after the hour, you're listening to the Good Day program. Not slurred together, not the good day like the Australians do it. No, we Americans do it differently and certainly much better, right? Let's see what happens, how they say good day when the NCIS Sydney show starts. Was it next week on CBS, I think? They haven't got any programs made in America, so let's bring up the Aussies and see how that does. All right. Social media trending items here from the source, if you will, i.e. X. Have you seen the symbol for X? The first time I saw it, I thought, oh, this is a mistake. What is this? But now I understand the X. So apparently Mr. Musk and his X, according to the Europeans anyway, are the biggest purveyors of disinformation. No. Mm-hmm. So they're calling on Musk to comply with the European Union's laws aimed at combating misinformation. Have they accused Musk of misinformation? No. They just say that the tool...
The platform is broken, yes.
Yeah, right, exactly. They got elections over in Europe like we do here. Google and TikTok and Microsoft. And I don't even know why we're still talking about TikTok. I don't want anything to do with TikTok. I don't want them... If I start a sentence with chick, can you cut me off, Jay, so I don't say talk?
Yes.
I don't.
So hey.
Yeah, right. All right.
Put up that one finger.
So, the European Commission says that Moscow's disinformation operation is a multi-million euro weapon of mass manipulation at the Russians internally and the Europeans and the rest of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently X is feeding right into that by republishing or do they use X over in Poland and Russia and all over Europe?
They do. And it's one of those things where most users will see something and they just automatically share it. They believe it. They run with it. They share it. They don't look and see if it's actually true, if they are facts, if they are opinions, if it's propaganda or something. And it's not even only just in Europe. We have this happening here, too. And sometimes where it's kind of like Wikipedia, where anybody can essentially go in and update something, and then, yes, they go over it with a fine-tooth comb in the after end. But if somebody gets to certain things first and says, hey, this is an absolute fact, and gets enough traction, people aren't doing their research. We have elections coming up that can definitely have people voting a way that they wouldn't otherwise, because, again, no one does their own research. It's way too easy, and then we're finding out that Twitter, X, is the one that's the easiest.
Corruption is everywhere. Business, social media, politics, you name it. Unfortunately, it's way too corrupt. Everything's corrupt. All right, now let's follow that with the Federal Trade Commission's suit against Amazon, illegally maintaining monopoly power in that business. Duh. What, they're just figuring that out now? It's been going on for years. So now they're suing them, accusing the company of illegally maintaining its monopoly power to inflate prices, degrade quality, and stifle innovation. Bunga bunga.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows that about Amazon, don't they? I don't buy anything on Amazon. Once in a while, I'll buy a book on Amazon, but that's it. I don't like them. I don't like supporting them.
But
I don't
has
like
Amazon
what they
even
stand
tried
for.
To have? Has anybody tried to compete with Amazon? I'm not. I'm unaware of anyone that's any other company that's trying to
Walmart,
do what they do.
Some of the like Walmart's trying to sell stuff online the way Amazon does. I don't know if their selection is as big as Amazon's, but I think they're probably the closest competition, right?
Well, but you can have that with Target and like any of those stores where you can buy things online. Bed Bath & Beyond, that used to do it way back in the day.
See, I think that's why, I don't know whether Amazon, if they're pursuing their control illegally by doing things to try to put other people out of business, that wouldn't surprise me. But I think they... on the surface, I'd say they'll kind of lose this because of what we just said about the folks at Walmart and other companies doing the same thing. 18 after the hour here in Good Day.
When you got your health, I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Have you seen the TV commercials for GoodRx? It's a website and app that comparison shops for prescription meds. One catch, it only works if you're paying without insurance. My pal Larry doesn't go to a dentist. He lets university dental students hone their clinical repertoire on him. Yes, it is less expensive, and insurance still covers it. One trade-off he's quick to add, plan on spending the whole morning there, because students' work is so closely supervised. Because it's a university, he figures he's getting state-of-the-art care. And when I asked about rookie mistakes, Larry said, the students are gentle, just don't let the faculty in there. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Government officials in Washington, by failing to agree, appear to be on track to triggering a government shutdown at the end of Saturday. Congress is not expected to pass the 12 appropriations bills that fund the government operations before the deadline. If Congress enacts some but not all of the 12 appropriations bills, only agencies without appropriations will have to shut down. During shutdowns, many federal employees are told not to report to work, but under a 2019 law, they get paid retroactively when the shutdown ends. Saudi Arabia and Russia have taken in boatloads of money. In fact, it's being measured in the billions of dollars in extra oil revenues in recent months, despite pumping fewer barrels of oil. Their production cuts sent crude prices soaring. Crude oil is nearing the $100 a barrel mark, and why you're seeing gas prices like they are right now. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's your time to shine, boys and girls. Let your voice be heard live.
Hi, Doug and Jay.
Millions of people around the country will hear your thoughts. Very easy. Call 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684. Piece of orange stuck between my front teeth. So let's see if it affects us. I have
you seem to be having a lot of trouble eating lately.
Really?
Whether things are getting stuck in your throat, under your tongue, in your teeth.
That's not a new story. That's been going on for years. You just haven't been around.
Do we need to
check
just
with
switch
Jennifer
to soup?
On that. I like soup. I usually have. I try to have soup.
Soup is delicious.
Regularly, yeah. Good lentil soup, all that stuff is good to keep your health, to stay on track with your health routine. Speaking of health, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, this week on Good Day Health, talking about AI in certain diagnostic situations, how it works or doesn't work. He's a cardiologist, so we always have a section on the program that you can hear on many of these same stations on the weekend. The fact that he's interested in this week, depression, what that does to your heart, and how good yoga is for your heart. We'll talk about that. Got a couple of COVID things. He's back on that, much to my chagrin. But we have our conversations about it. And he's the expert. However, I'm a good chaser when it comes to that sort of thing. So anyway, Good Day Health, the most recent one. If you want to listen to the podcast, you want to keep up with Ken, you don't necessarily hear every program. You go to Good Day. Here I am. I started talking about Australian Good Day, and here I am with it. GoodDayHealthShow.com. How the weather, the current podcast discussing weather changes and all that causes stress and what that does to your heart. And how laughter is the best medicine for that. And dieting tips. A lot of good things. Hopefully every week you get to catch up with your health routine and the latest news from the world of conventional health that Ken checks out as a researcher. And he explains how this all works for you. So join Ken and me for Good Day Health. GoodDayHealthShow.com and the Good Day Health program that a lot of stations play on Saturday and Sunday. Okay, let's get to what... I see this stuff and I debate, I discuss. Sometimes I discuss it with Jay as to whether I want to talk about it or I don't want to talk about it, like that the situation in Baltimore. Well, here's another one. Three teenagers dead. Three others facing charges. Shootout in South Carolina. Sheriff calls this a, quote, chaotic scene of revenge. Apparently, these six have been beefing for 2 years, and they're only 16 years old now. The three teens...
One's 14.
Yeah, it was 14. You're right. All died at the hospital after the shooting. A fourth shooting victim is the 14-year-old. Apparently, he's been released from the hospital. He's okay. So, this is something that happened a couple of years ago, and the people in the community are saying, why? What's wrong with these kids? Why can't they just settle their differences instead of resorting to violence? And how the hell did they get the guns? That's what I want to know. Where did the guns come
Typically
from?
Typically it's from a home, from a family member's home, from a friend's
yeah,
home.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So they arrested the three teenagers. They got a couple of 17-year boys, and then there's another 14-year-old connected on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
They should be tried as adults, convicted of murder, and go to jail for the rest of their lives. That's it. They also were accused, beside being accused of murder, possession of a weapon during a violent crime, possession of a handgun under the age of 18. Again, throw the book at them, make a lesson out of it, and put them in jail. That's it. End of story. This is just too much of this. Two adults and a three-year-old child were killed in a shooting over a dog in Florida this past weekend. Huh? Well, what's the matter with you people? And I say you people because there are a lot of you who think, I need to have a gun. Okay, I'm going to make sure that I protect myself from the chaos of the world.
And that's a legitimate reason when you... are going to do so in a conscious way and be educated on your weapon. And there's a lot of shoot first, ask questions later. And then there's just a lot of people who are having these temper tantrums, essentially, and people are ending up dead.
Grab the gun. So what I want to know, and there's no background here to address it, these three, what about all of them, all the teenagers here, not just the three that were killed and the three that are charged, but what's their background? Where do they come from? Are they coming from a normal home? Do they live in community? Do they go to school? Are they drug dealers? What are they? That's not clear, whatever the beef was. And however these rivals, they're called. Speaking of rivals, this will be the highlight of the year, folks. Mark this down for November. There's a debate scheduled on Fox between the great Gavin Newsom and the indistinguishable Ron DeSantis. What is this? Why? Who? Fox just does this because it'll get him some ratings. Okay.
Oh, and it will. It absolutely will. People will watch this because they're interested. People will watch this because they're basically hate watching it.
Yeah.
It's going to bring out so many clips and audio clips and memes and things that people will just go crazy with on social media.
Sean will talk about it for a week.
So silly, and yet it's brilliant what they're doing.
Well, Sean's
going to get a lot of ratings.
Sean's smart about this stuff, and so it distracts from his. I don't know where he is with Trump. I haven't seen or heard anything about he'd been very close to Donald Trump, but I think he sort of quietly distanced himself from Trump. Anyway, Newsom last summer was airing ads in Florida, urging residents to come live in California. Yeah, right. Talking about going from the frying pan to the fire. Good God. People living in Florida have culture shock when you go to California. See how much it costs you to buy gasoline and food and buy a house or rent a house. No, I don't think there are many people falling for that, especially given the fact that 850,000 people have moved out of California so far this year to go someplace else because it sucks to be a California resident. It's wonderful to visit.
Well, and
I love going to California. Yeah.
No, there are a lot of companies who have moved out of the state, and their employees have to come with them or look for new work.
New jobs. Yep, exactly. All right, anyway. DeSantis, I don't think, has any starch at all. It'd be interesting to see how he comes out in that debate. Okay, Doug, take a deep breath. I think we ought to talk about the flamboyance of flamingos. What about it? You ready?
Okay. Any sightings in Boston?
No, but in Port Washington, Wisconsin, thanks for the question, Jay. There are flamingos that have been spotted there 5 times this week. It's not exactly where you would find any kind of tropical bird, never mind a flamingo. They don't usually go that far north. Apparently, some of them got lost, literally, and they confused the Lake Michigan coastline for the Florida coastline. They got caught in the hurricane, and they headed north. And they got caught in the wind, and the wind pushed them. You know how you...
Mm-hmm.
Here's how this... And I'm not being facetious. This is not... I'm not... This is true. When you're in an airplane and you're traveling, this happens to me all the time when I come back from California, you get in the plane and the scheduled time to go from Los Angeles to Boston is 4 hours and 46 minutes, let's say. That's typical. It's about an hour less to go from the West Coast to the East Coast than it is to go from the East Coast to the West Coast because you're fighting the winds and stuff. But I've gotten into a plane and 4 hours and 4 minutes later, I'll be getting off the plane in Boston because the winds are so strong, they literally push the plane to go 100 miles an hour faster than it would normally propel itself under its own power. And it happens all the time with the jet stream. So it is not without regard to reality that you think, oh, these flamingos, they get out of the way because they have a sense about the weather. Like most birds
they know.
Do.
They know when they need to. It's their survival instinct, and it has worked for millennia.
Yeah. So they fly, and they get caught in the wind, and bingo, the next thing you know, they're in Port Washington, Wisconsin. So maybe they'll have, there's a nice photo gallery, people in Wisconsin trying to
kind of,
we're the new Florida,
back.
Come on up and visit.
Yeah.
Right? Who's going to mistake Florida for Wisconsin in the middle of January. I don't think there'd be too many people doing that.
Well, that's what I was thinking. I'm like, they better find their way back before it gets too cold.
They only have somebody's stew.
But, yeah.
Right?
Did you say somebody's stew?
Yeah. Right. Like, there's a new thing called octopus stew. Octopus is calamari. And making this, some of the more, the upscale fish restaurants are now trying to convince you that octopus stew is a new delicacy. I can't imagine anything more gross than a chopped up tentacle showing up in a bowl of soup.
I'm not sure. Well, I love calamari. It's squid. But I'm not sure I've ever consciously eaten octopus. Does it have a different flavor? I feel like it would be...
Tastes like chicken.
The same as squid.
Yeah. Oh, listen. It's just...
Have you ever had fried alligator? Now that
it tastes like chicken too, probably, right?
I don't believe so. It did remind me of calamari, though.
Oh, good. All right, let's go back in time to the structures that have been discovered. We talked about this, I think, on Monday. Excuse me, the paradigm shift from where it was 500,000 years ago in terms of how people were building structures. People are the equivalent of people. They have done some carbon dating on this wooden tool that they found the other day in some of the oak boards that we were talking about. I'm sure, wasn't it Monday we were talking about this? And they weren't sure about how long ago early man started to use wood. And so what they've been able to figure out is this is like a Lincoln log structure.
Yeah.
Which is pretty bizarre when you get right down to it. 5-foot-long logs. They were woodworked, obviously, with stone tools. One on top of the other at a right angle. There are notches cut into the ends to allow them to fit into the other piece of timber. It looks like didn't you play with Lincoln Logs when you were a kid?
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. So anyway, the area of Zambia in Africa where they're finding these things now, log structures 500,000 years old. Wow. 48 after. This is good day. Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
Jessica, this is the happiest day of my life. Right up there with the day I bought my RV and insured it with Progressive. Man, I love that thing. There are a million fish in the sea, which I'm reminded of every time I bring my RV to the lake, but I vow to love and cherish you just as much as I cherish campsites with full electric and water hookups. I'm so sorry.
Protect your beloved with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company Affiliates.
This report is brought to you by Chase. Chase's new Consumer Digital Banking Attitude Study found that 54% of consumers used digital banking tools more than they did a year ago due to the pandemic. The study also found that consumers of all ages said that these tools save time and are a safe and easy way to manage their finances from anywhere. Fraud alerts, electronic bill payments, and mobile check deposits are the most important digital banking features according to surveyed Chase customers. According to Allison Beer, head of digital.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Vietnam immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
After the hour, good to have Warren Eckstein back with us. He took a, you know what they say, a well-deserved vacation. That's bunkum. He didn't deserve a vacation, but he took one anyway. And we'll go off with his lovely wife, and they spent some time going up and down the coast, West Coast. That's cool. But Warren's back now to talk about what everybody's talking about. Biden's dog commander bites another Secret Service agent. So what's the if you're being brought in? Here to, as an inter, what do they call it when you're interceding, not interceding, what's a, there's a word for when you get involved in the middle of something to try to straighten it out. Anyway, so you're someone that these guys can call, and they call you and the Secret Service says, Warren, what do we do about this dog? And you're going to say, this is a purebred German Shepherd, by the way, second time. He's bit one of the Secret Service. So what do you tell him?
Here's the bottom line. I was watching TV early this morning, and they have all these so-called experts on. So-called experts. None of them are really professionals. Well, you should never own a German Shepherd. It's a working breed of dog, blah, blah, blah. It can be aggressive. All nonsense. This is not a dog problem. This is a human problem. Mm-hmm. You can't take any dog, I don't care what kind of dog it is, throw it into a chaotic situation like the White House, And expect the dog to react properly. You put me in the White House, I'm not going to react properly. So this is all, has nothing to do with the breed, being a German Shepherd. I've owned German Shepherds and trained them in every country in the world, just about. People have owned German Shepherds for years. Because one German Shepherd shows this type of behavior based on lack of socialization, lack of training, has nothing to do with the dog's genetics. Bottom line is all of a sudden everyone is up in arms about the German Shepherd. What they should be up in arms are about the way the dog was handled and not socialized and not trained properly. And now the dog becomes the victim because of the stupidity of the human beings that have the dog. It's always the same issue. You know, at one point it was Rottweilers are aggressive. At one point it was all Dobermans should be banned and all pit bulls. goals should be met. What you put into a dog is what you... I could guarantee that if you surveyed your listeners, your millions of listeners across the country, I guarantee you that 99% of them that live with German Shepherds would say, greatest dog we ever had, love the kids, love the family, everything.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Biggest problem with German Shepherds is the weakness in their hindquarters.
But that's
the problem with that.
That's because of bad breeding or the hip dysplasia. But again, the bottom line is, you feel bad for the people that were bitten by the dog, but again, the dog is the victim, not the people. The dog is the victim. If the dog was properly trained, properly socialized, this problem never would have occurred. And it has nothing to do with the breed. You could bring a schnauzer into the White House and give it to Joe Biden, and a dog would bite somebody, guaranteed.
Hopefully Joe Biden. All right. Well, our next time is here from the Pet Show, heard on most of the same stations that carry this program. All right, so there's a, you were talking about genetics and stuff. I see there's some new kind of DNA test for dogs. How much is this being used?
Doug, people are absolutely, you know, if they have a dog, they adopt a dog, bless them for doing that. They want to find out what breed the dog is. So they have all these companies that started out that if you send something from your dog, they will test the DNA and come back and tell you that the dog's 20% this, 30% this, 40% this. So a nurse person decides, you know what, let me test this. So she took a swab of her own DNA from her cheek, sent it in, came back that she, the woman, the human being, the human being took her own. She took human DNA and sent it in, and it came back telling her that she was 28% bulldog, 40% border collie, and 32% cane corso. This is human DNA. So I don't know. I don't know if I'm sending my tests in right away to find out what my... And you know what? A lot of people want to know, who cares? That's my bottom line. Who cares? You don't fall in love with what a dog looks on the outside. You fall in love with what the dog is on the inside. So I could care less if my dog has 20 different breeds in it or 5 different breeds in it. Who cares? Love your dog no matter what. Bottom line.
So we miss National Dog Photography Day. It made me think when you're talking about what the dog looks like. There are a lot of people. It's been fun, kind of a silly day. Taking photos of dogs and puppies and cats. I have a picture. Actually, I probably should share it. My daughter is getting a new poodle, and the poodle is red. And the dog's eyes just opened the other day, and she sent me the picture. Cutest thing. My God, these things are the cutest things. And Miles is all my grandson, excited about being able to raise the dog and help. And you know, it's always great when the children grow up with the dog. Too, and that my other grandson is they've got this dog that Brendan rescued from the side of the road up in Lancaster. It's almost dead, and he's grown up with it's a pit bull, and it's grown up with this with my grandson, and you know, he can do anything. It's just a great experience, frankly. Take a picture of that. I gotta get him to send in. You must have. Contest for people to send in pictures. Send pictures of your dog to Warren or us. All right, 59 past. Thanks, Warren.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.